Glenn Frey Irish or something?
He is today. You know, I really enjoy going to Winslow and stand on that corner. I know it's just a cool feeling.
Well, other than going to Winslow today, Jay, what do you have coming up?
Oh, this is plenty of notice. And, of course, this day you shouldn't forget, April 15th, which I guess this year you have till the 17th to do your taxes.
Oh.
But since the 15th must be a Saturday. The Mesa East Valley Rose Society, which hasn't had a rose tour in a few years, is having one again. So if you're really into roses or want to be, this is a great opportunity to go see four different gardens, people that have succeeded. I've seen one of these, and it's pretty spectacular. Talk to the experts, see how they do it, pick their brains, or just enjoy it. It'll be this kind of the peak of the spring rose time of year as far as blooming, so it's a great time to see them. So the 15th of April, 1 to 5, I think there's four different gardens to tour. It's $5 for adults. Children are free. You can get the details and buy the tickets, I assume, on the Mesa East Valley Rose Society website. If you just do a Google search for Mesa East Valley or East Valley Rose Society or Rose Society in Mesa, that should
you'll
come
find
up.
It.
Yep, you'll find it. So pretty. If you're looking for something to do inexpensively, $5 for adults on a Saturday afternoon in mid-April, there you go.
You know what I have found has been what else loves roses are chickens. Landry, my four-year-old, she's not tall enough to open the latch on the chain link fence. But you know when you've got a double chain link fence and you've always got one side that has the rod stuck into the ground?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, she's figured out how to lift that rod and push the whole gate together to go check for chicken eggs.
Okay.
Well, she hasn't quite figured out closing that. So a lot of times we'll have chickens out in the yard and we have this one potted rose. And I mean, it's like if they get any chance to get out of that gate, that's it. The first place they're going, and they're eating all the rosebuds off of
this little potted plant I got
for Amanda a couple of years ago.
Yep. They'll do a number on that.
Well, watch your chickens around your rose blooms.
Deer love them. I think all animals like the tender shoots off of rose bushes. It's one of their favorite things.
Go away doesn't help with that.
No.
Those chickens don't care.
Looking for any kind of variety they can get.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do we have wrapping up the garden hour?
Planting
season.
Yeah, we're right in the throes of warm season vegetable plantings. So our cool season, remember, our things we eat the leaf or stem or root of. Our warm season vegetables are things we think of as traditional fruits or vegetables. So you pick a fruit off. So tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, okra, squash, cucumbers, melons. All of that season is right upon us, so you should be fast. In fact, hopefully you've got your tomatoes in by now, but if not, get it done. So we're right in the middle of warm season vegetable planting. Here in the low deserts, we talked about the mountain communities, probably still way too early for that. You can still be planting cool season things like chard and lettuce and spinach and those types of vegetables in those areas. Roses, be feeding. They're growing now. They're starting to bloom. They need to be fed once a month. Taking off the blooms as they occur and taking them inside. If you haven't started feeding them, you should be. Citrus and fruit trees, shade trees, really just about everything in your garden at this elevation should be getting a application of fertilizer. If we've got some rain coming in, a good time to put pre-emergent herbicides in. If you had a winter lawn, if still have a winter lawn, you might want to kind of hold off on feeding it anymore because we do want to next month start transitioning those lawns out. So we maybe don't want to encourage it so much. If you had a dormant Bermuda lawn and you start to see a little bit of green coming up, which will be starting to happen, you want to start feeding it. So maybe hold off on the winter lawn feeding, feed the dormant lawns that are starting to green up. Don't thatch them yet. We want to wait till they're actively growing to do any thatching. So maybe first to middle of May before we do that. Aerification, thatching coming up. But a lot of feeding, a lot of planting. Just about plant just about anything now. Fruit trees, citrus trees, roses.
You had mentioned melons, and I know a lot of those old orchards, citrus groves, a lot of people would plant melons in the rows between them.
Yeah, right underneath the trees where they get watered and let mm-hmm. them grow out. Sure.
I want to try that this year on our citrus orchard. What yeah. time of year is it? Do I start planting watermelons, pumpkin, cantaloupe?
Too early for pumpkin, but watermelons and cantaloupes, any of the melons, you can start now.
And then what time would I put pumpkins in?
Well, if you know, you probably want to wait till July or August to do pumpkins.
Oh, that late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you could plant them now. They're just probably not going to make it through the sun. If you want a pumpkin for like Halloween time, then late July or early August, then you'd have them about right.
Thank you, Mr. Harper, the Farm's Choice. We're transitioning now to the 9 o'clock hour open lines. Anything about your house, home, Castle or cabin, you can get online now at 1-888-767-4348, and we'll see how many of your Arizona homeowners we can help right after top of the hour news.